Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Joining me today at the Roundtable is Thomas DiCarlo of DiCarlo Animations. Thomas, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can't tell you, when I got the press release from Sherry about your project, I was so excited. And I'm being intentionally vague right now because I don't want to say too much about the project. I want you to tell us about the project. But I will say that, you know, the encounter is quite the intriguing title. So Tell us a little bit, a lot of bit about the encounter.
Well, it is a computer animated sci-fi adventure film that is appropriate for all audiences. It is feature length and we're producing it here in Southern Indiana. I'm here in Bloomington, Indiana, where I've been for a good 10 years. I'm a Indiana native, so
in the arts, right? You know.
Yes. So I stuck around. I believe it's going to be the first feature-length animation to ever be made in Indiana.
Oh, wow. So, that's exciting. Well, the whole project's exciting. And I, like I said, I'm a little bit familiar, but I'm going to pretend like I know nothing because I don't know anything really. But I know that this is like groundbreaking in a lot of ways. And I want to backtrack just a little bit. And I would ask for you to tell us a little bit how this project came about for you.
Sure. I grew up doing all sorts of arts. I ended up bringing all of them together into film. So I started making films in high school, studied it in college, and then I left live action filmmaking. I felt that kind of too limiting. And so I, after college, spent about 10 years learning the computer animation process.
Wow.
Because there you could do anything.
Yeah, so I mean, it's unlimited, right? You're
not limited
to a certain landscape or anything like that, or the weather, you know?
Or the weather. You can move the camera wherever you want. You put the lights wherever you want. Yeah. It was obvious it was the right medium for me. So I spent a good 10 years learning the process. And then in 2016, I launched a short film. So I learned enough to be able to do so I could do the bulk of a short film myself. So that's what I did. It took about 2 years. So in 2018, I released The Encounter, the short film.
Okay.
And I took that. It was 13 minutes long. It was also, you know, a sci-fi adventure. And I took it on the festival circuit, took it all around the Midwest and in the US, won some awards. And in that process, I really knew what I wanted to do was make films. You know, in that journey, it's like, I want to do something in computer animation or in filmmaking, I don't know what. And when I actually got down to making an entire movie, I said, this is what I want to do. So after that released, I said, well, how can I do this for a living? And that just kind of drifted into, I'm going to have to make a feature film. You know, short films don't make any money. I'm not going to make a living on short films. So I went the whole nine yards and adapted that short film into a feature length story. And
so
here we are.
You wrote the story out. You know, from your short, you had to then explain the script and all that.
It's a little bit different. I mean, there are many things that you'll see almost shot for shot, but you know, the character is a little bit different. The setting is a little different, but it's the same idea of encountering and befriending an alien. The protagonist being a rookie in a secret government agency. So he's somebody who's.
Yeah, that's the blurb. After a chance encounter with an alien, a rookie in a secret government agency must stop his superiors from starting an intergalactic war. I love that. I'm like, we don't want any intergalactic wars, you know?
Yes.
So
So yeah, I mean, you know, the scope of the short film was much smaller than that. And so yeah, a little bit changed in expanding that into a full feature. Mm-hmm. We've got about 15 characters in it, 15 speaking characters, and you know, I actually don't know how many locations, probably 15 to 20.
Yeah.
But you know, I like to say that it's indie style filmmaking applied to animation. So mm-hmm. that's the part that's kind of crazy, is that, right. You know, we're not, you're certainly not doing a Pixar film. We're not just scaling down a studio film. Mm-hmm. We're much smaller than that. You know, when you scale down that $200 million blockbuster animation, you get some of these films that are like $20 to $40 million. Mm-hmm. Well, we're like less than $1 million. So, yeah. It's not just scaled down, it's entirely rethinking the production model.
Yeah, it's a whole new model. It's what you're talking about. I mean, right. Even in my ignorance of animation, I mean, I'm a film buff for, you know, my family has been my generationally film buffs backwards, you know. So, I mean, I'm familiar with some things about film production and, you know, script writing and all that kind of stuff and all the everything that it takes to produce any length of film. But with animation, I, you know, am admittedly, that's like what I think of as the younger folk know about that. I don't know about that. You know, I'm too old. So, but I know that animation and animated films are, you know, I mean, as popular as they are, and even television series and things like that, I think that this is an incredible project that you're embarking on, because to have this animated feature film being produced in Bloomington, Indiana, or Indiana anywhere, but in Bloomington, Indiana, is so fabulous. And to have it grow from the short film that you already produced is wonderful. Now, tell me a little bit about, I mentioned script, and to go from a 13-minute film to a full-length feature film, obviously, like you just said, you've added characters, you've added, you know, situations and locations. That sounds funny. We were talking about animation, but locations and things. Sure. So talk to me a little bit about how the script develops into that longer story.
Well, it's certainly teasing out bigger themes. So, you know, with the short film, it ended up being 13 minutes. I kind of planned more around 10. And then mm-hmm. as you actually get into it, things take a little bit longer on screen. So it ended up being 13, which is not short. Mm-hmm. That's a good.
Seems short to me, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good mid-length for animation. I mean, a lot of animated shorts are in the like 3 to 7 minute range. Oh, so okay. it was on the long side for a computer animation.
You're educating me. This is part of our educational part of our programming.
Yeah. So yeah, expanding is just, you know, the short film, you can have, again, with the 13 minutes, I kind of had two story arcs to it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bigger story arc, but, and that's what a lot of those 3 to 7 minute shorts, there's just really one arc to the story. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell something a little bit more complex, so it had a couple of arcs. But then when you look at a feature film, you've got, of course, your overall plot, mm-hmm. But you have all sorts of, you know, dynamic relationships sure. that shape throughout the story. So, yeah, the level of complexity in the storytelling goes up a big notch. Right. You know, in the short film, which people can watch on the website, theencountermovie.com, so people can go and freely watch the short. You know, it's a lot about him just trying to find and encounter an alien. And a lot of the humor revolves around him trying to capture this on his phone and having numerous difficulties throughout. And so, you know, that's a very tight story, you know, a very simple premise. It all takes place out in cornfields. You know, that was a big part of making the short film, was I wrote something. There are only two characters, the guy and the alien. You know, there are other characters, but you don't see them. Right. They're, you know, in another vehicle. So that was a very specific choice. And then the fact that it's just at nighttime in a cornfield makes the environment much, much simpler. So sure. I very specifically wrote that to be as simple, even though it's 13 minutes, is as simple of a story as I could conceive of. So when scaling up, I use a lot of the same principles. You know, you see the same characters throughout the story. They go revisit locations. Mm-hmm. You're never, you know, a blockbuster animation and even the live actions, they never come back to the same place. Every single scene is somewhere new with new things to explore. But in kind of that indie style filmmaking, you get a good location and then you use it over and over.
That sounds smart. I don't know what's wrong with those big blockbuster people being so stupid, but
well, I mean, that's the draw, you know, every new location they go to is something really cool to explore. And, but you know, that's why we're not just scaled down. It's a different way to approach the story, and mm-hmm. it's a different appeal. You know, I
like it because it's more realistic in a way, because all of us go to the same places over and over and over. We don't, I mean, in our real lives, it's not like every single moment of our lives is in someplace new and different, you know? And so I kind of like this idea of your story having that kind of grounding, you know, in reality. I like that. So
I like it too, that it appeals to me. You know, it's not like I just wanted to make a big blockbuster and couldn't. I prefer that type of storytelling, that groundedness, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's like dealing in possibilities rather than exploring the impossible.
Right.
You know, there's not an alien war in downtown city, you
know,
it's, you know, that's exciting. It has its place, but you can also have a lot of fun just chasing a single alien in a cornfield. So
right. Exactly. Yeah. That sounds great. Join us next time for the second part of our interview with Thomas DiCarlo of DiCarlo Animation as we discuss his upcoming animated feature film, The Encounter.